Welcome to another Highly Questionable. I'm Israel Gutierrez. This is not my father, but he calls me his favorite son all the time. That's Frank Isola over there. Frank, what do you like on the show?
Apparently, some people at Candace University are a little upset with Snoop Dogg's wholesome performance at Midnight Madness.
What?
Crazy.
Let's do this, Bobby.
Should the NBA cancel games in China?
Well, as expected, this standoff is getting pretty serious between the Chinese and the NBA. All over China, signs revolving the NBA taken down. The crowds that were expected to see the Lakers when they arrived, very small, and trying to stay away from cameras. And if you look at what's happening here, it's basically both sides digging in. When Adam Silver said he was not apologizing for Daryl Morey's freedom of expression, that's where the Chinese are holding their ground. There was a statement on CCTV that read, "We believe that any speech that challenges national sovereignty and social stability is not within the scope of freedom of speech." Those are two pretty diametrically opposed positions there, so Adam Silver has to stand his ground. So what does he do with these games? What are the purpose of these games? They would be quite awkward. They would probably be not very well attended if they're attended at all. And so what are you gaining here? This was going to come to a head at some point. If you go back to the mid-2000s, there's a quote from David Stern that says, "Believe me, the China situation bothers me, but at the end of the day, I have a responsibility to my owners to make money." Now it's Adam Silver's turn to make that decision. Will he choose the money, or will he choose his personnel's freedom of speech? This was going to spill over one way. Daryl Morey is the reason why it's happening, and we're all seeing the results right now.
The last time we heard from Adam Silver, he was in Tokyo, and he basically told you he's going to try diplomacy first. But I think when you look at what's happening in China, they've canceled charity events that featured the Nets and the Lakers. They're taking all the signage down. The game is not going to be televised. We don't know who's going to be allowed to attend the game. It's almost like China has already canceled the game in their own mind. I think it's time for the NBA to pull out, get both teams home. Who knows if it's a security issue? Maybe people will be protesting outside the arena. I think it's time to pull the plug on this, because if it's all about growing the brand, making money over in China, and if no one is there, how embarrassing would it be for the NBA if the game is televised 7:30 in the morning Eastern time on a Thursday and there's no one in the building? It might be time to come home.
This issue is not going to be resolved over the next 3 days, 4 days, so there's no reason to create these pressurized deadlines of these games. We can remove them and then continue whatever conversation you're having afterwards.
And now for my Adam Silver impersonation.
That's the best one yet.
That's
best one yet. Dead on. Little too much
method
hair.
Method acting.
A little too much hair. Got the rest of it right.
Does Ben Simmons hitting a three in a game change how you view the 76ers?
I mean, you want to say it doesn't count because it's a preseason game against a non-NBA team. But then again, Ben Simmons has never done this before. And so here he was last night against the Lions, a team from China. Boom. Nailing it. No problem. Looked easy. Looked like it had more arc than any of his other shots. Looks like he's been working on it. The thing that I love about this, look, I'm not going to get into a discussion about Ben Simmons developing a jump shot this year. He's so far away from having a regular jump shot. But what I love is the idea that he can and will try to change this. Nobody wants to see Markelle Fultz go down in flames. Nobody wants to see Ben Simmons go down in flames. We want to see the best version of them. We saw Ben Simmons say during the summer, "Hey, I fell in love with the game again." You saw videos of him hitting four half-court shots in a row in a competition. He looks like he's having a good time. He actually shot and made a three-pointer. Hopefully, this means all those demons with his shooting are gone.
It's amazing when you look at Ben Simmons. 0-for-19 in the preseason, regular season, and playoffs beyond the three-point line. The last time he made a three in a game prior to last night was November 30th, 2015, against the College of Charleston. But I would say this, too. That wasn't exactly in the flow of the offense. It was kind of late in the quarter. I'd like to see him take one, a wide-open shot, maybe with 10 seconds left on the shot clock, as opposed to that one late. But here's the thing, too, about Ben Simmons. He knows what his game is about. He's a big, strong player that can get in the paint and score. He's not going to be Steph Curry, and that's fine.
If Ben Simmons really wants to be a threat, Frank, he needs to work on that walk-up three at the top of the key, not sitting in the corner, because you know teams just back off. If he can hit that one, they respect him. He can drive right by. In the corner, not really necessary.
No. So we're going to be talking about Ben and not Boban, eh?
Oh, that's right. Boban, your boy, hit a three-pointer. Huge. Not the three-pointer. Him. He's the huge one. But man, if he can hit those.
Kristaps didn't play. Doncic didn't play. Boban played, though. Put on a little bit of show.
Are you buying Jerry Johnson waiver in support of Jason Garrett?
Well, the Cowboys owner went on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas and says, don't bet money on it if you believe that Jason Garrett is going to get fired this season. Here's the thing. He's been incredibly loyal to Jason Garrett. Yeah. Why should this be a surprise? He's been there since 2010. He's been critical of him at times. He's been a guy who you can say has been on the hot seat, Garrett has, but Jerry Jones always comes out in support of him. If I'm Jerry Jones, I'm looking at myself and my decisions on how I'm building this team and questioning that more so than actually questioning Jason Garrett. If you build your team around a running back and a defense, then you should be able to win that way, and this team hasn't. And it's not really Jason Garrett's fault. Maybe it's more of Dak Prescott. Maybe it's just the idea of building around a running back. But so far, for the course of 9 years, haven't had a good enough reason to fire Jason Garrett. Don't have one right now.
The Dallas Cowboys have had a coach for 29 years once before, and that was Tom Landry. The next guy on that list in terms of longest tenured coach is Jason Garrett. There's a reason he's been there for that long. Jimmy Johnson clashed with Jerry Jones. Bill Parcells did. Jimmy Johnson lasted 5 years, Bill Parcells four. The fact that Jason Garrett's in the final year of his deal, if they don't get to an NFC title game, he's probably done. But I think he's going to stick with them throughout the regular season. But I would also say this. I would try to beat the Jets on Sunday, because if you don't beat them, then you have the Eagles coming to town, and those could be two huge games. Jason Garrett, though, should survive the season. Whether he gets an extension, you better get to an NFC title game.
You know who's surprised that Jerry Jones said that? Jason Garrett.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got to believe he's going to get fired.
Job for life.
Did Justin Verlander choke?
Man, the Houston Astros are in a game five they did not expect to be in after Justin Verlander pitched 3 2/3 inning and gave up all four runs in a 4-1 loss to Tampa. Here's the thing about Verlander. We were told that he asked for the ball, right? Yeah. We were told that he said, give me the baseball. I want to pitch on 3 days rest. And he performed poorly. Why? Because he hadn't done it before. He said his slider was off. I'm sure it had something to do with only 3 days rest. But the thing is maybe he was doing them a favor. Right? Because Garrett Cole hasn't lost in how many starts?
Since May 22nd.
And he's getting the proper rest going into game five. So it was pretty much win-win for Justin Verlander. You lose the game, okay, something I didn't normally do. Eh, it wasn't that bad. We definitely have Garrett Cole, and we're going to win game five. It almost feels like a sure thing, even though this game four situation, not great for Verlander.
You know, it resonates in the locker room when a guy like Justin Verlander, who's never started on 3 days rest, wants the ball. And Jose Altuve said, you know what, that's our guy. I'll take him again on 3 days rest. The issue was that he didn't get out of that first inning. It's one thing to be down 1-0 like Max Scherzer was. He didn't keep them in the game. They were looking to get at least five solid innings out of him. But like you said, he didn't pitch well. He loses the game. They do have Garrett Cole on the mound for game five. And Tampa, this could be one of the biggest upsets we've ever seen. A team with the lowest payroll, down 0-2, to the team that won the most games in baseball. A lot of pressure on the Astros in Game 5.
Well, somebody has to say it.
Say what? Oh, boy.
Houston, we have a problem.
Nobody has to say that.
Very
nobody.
Original.
Do you believe a Snoop's account of the events at Kansas?
Oh, Snoop Dogg, always embroiled in controversy. If you remember his Kansas performance, he was brought in for Midnight Madness. He had acrobatic dancers on poles. He said curse words. Gasp. And of course, Kansas University officials weren't happy with the look on this. What does Snoop Dogg do? He goes on Howard Stern and he says, I had a great time. So did the crowd. This is exactly what we expected. I don't know what everybody's complaining about.
Snoop also said on the Howard Stern show, if you pay for Snoop Dogg, you're going to get Snoop Dogg. How could Kansas act like they didn't know what they were going
to
get?
Well, the athletic director said we were hoping to get the clean version of a Snoop Dogg performance. There's no such thing.
And remember, the NCAA said they hit them with 5 level 1 charges. I have no idea what that means. Lack of institutional control. That performance was a lack of institutional
control.
Nobody
controls Snoop Dogg.
Well, there is only one thing you can say. Bow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Wow.
Not but a G thing.
Coming up next on my Soul's TV show.
Pancakes for the pancakes, baby.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Eat yourself.
That's it.
Pancake block and get a pancake.
Actual pancakes when you put the defense on its rear.
You got two big balls.
Pancakes.
Oh. This is how I like to get
crazy.
Fed.
We're like a bunch of brothers thrown out into the fan section, and everybody gets excited about it. So yeah, it's like our own little recognition whenever.
Maybe a little juggling.
A little sport.
That's pretty good.
Oh,
that is not easy to do.
Oh,
a little flick, maybe.
Time to play the game that walks around his house in the nude. Do you question?
You give us the topics and events, we question.
Do you question if this was a lucky goal?
This is the Kings and the Flames. It's hockey season, in case you didn't know. We cover it like no other sport here. The Flames are down one with about a minute left, and this was Matthew Tkachuk. What did he do?
Looking for a target. Anderson, one-timer, fought off by Campbell, lands on the feet.
Oh, that's nice. It's Woo! Almost like a little lacrosse play that he made there.
Let's see that one again.
And that's an empty net.
Fly up into the air. Right,
click. Not high sticking.
Oh, a double tapper?
Wow.
Hey, that's well not. Come on. We do that way too often around here. I bet you couldn't do that in 10 tries with nobody else around you. That is absolutely not luck.
Pulled the goalie, got a great goal.
Oh, I think that was lucky. Would I have seen a luckier goal?
Oh, you have.
Oh, yeah, sure I have.
Nice. Of course that happened to the floor.
There's the unlucky part.
Do you question if college and NFL teams should copy this coaching technique?
Well, let's find out what we're talking about. Let's go out to Illinois, where there's a report on an undefeated high school football team.
Pancakes for the pancakes, baby!
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Eat some!
That's it. Pancake block, you get a pancake.
Actual pancakes when you put the defense on its rear.
You got two, big boy!
Pancakes!
This is how I like to get
crazy.
Fed.
We're like a bunch of brothers thrown out into the fan section, and everybody gets excited about it. So, yeah, it's like our own little recognition.
This student section is proof. Mount Zion football is just flat out fun this year.
I have never seen him more focused or smiling at the television ever. He just wants to find a way to be an offensive lineman at that.
I know two teams in that state that should try that: Northwestern and the Chicago Bears. They're not undefeated.
That was very good, but you know what happened in the second half?
Not at all.
I think I'm going to drop.
Gatorade.
Totally worth it, though. It's pancakes.
Do you question if this guy should be working somewhere other than a warehouse?
I mean, if I worked at a warehouse, with all the videos that we show of people messing up, I would be so scared to mess up because I'm afraid I'm going to show up right on this show and have this man make fun of me. Let's see what happened this time.
Maybe a little juggling.
A little sport.
That's pretty good.
That is
not easy to do.
Oh.
Then a little flick, maybe.
Oh.
No. In the bucket.
Entirely,
that's pretty good.
Entirely anticipating everything falling on him. I was not anticipating this display of skill. I apologize to all warehouse workers. Keep doing what you do.
Just because you can juggle doesn't mean you can play. I can juggle. No, I can't play a lick.
I know someone who shouldn't be working in a warehouse.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
He couldn't juggle those cans.
A little flippant with that, eh?
Look at his face.
And I know one more guy who shouldn't be working in a warehouse.
You know a lot of guys, Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Again, looks like fun. He popped right up. Didn't seem that bad. I'd do this.
You gotta let go. You gotta let go of that handle.
Coming up next on my son's TV show.
12:34. Bouncing puck. Here's Coleman, got a shot!
That's pretty good. One-handed wrist shot as you're falling down.
That's pretty dirty.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's just the explosiveness.
I mean, that is not a small man going up to block him.
Played 9 minutes in the summer league.
That's what he can do.
20-plus in his first preseason game.
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that loves the combination of salty and sweet. See? Oh, no.
It's the absolute best. You tell us what to watch on TV tonight. We tell you if we're intrigued.
Tonight at 5:02 p.m., Game 5 of the NLDS, Cardinals and Braves.
Ah, yes, the two greatest words in sports, Game 5. You remember Ron Washington, right? He's the third base coach with the Braves now. Here he is with a very interesting drill.
Ah, he's making him feel the blindfold.
He's got a blindfold on?
Yeah.
Or just blind?
Closing his eyes.
Closing his eyes. Wow. So you're just picking up on
sound. By the way, Ron Washington used to have the greatest 70s baseball look when he was the manager of the Rangers.
He was an absolute king. Frank, are you intrigued?
Of course. It's game five. Jack Flaherty tonight for the Cardinals. Best pitcher, second half of the season in the National League. And don't forget about Yadier Molina, Mr. Clutch for the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals tonight.
How about you, Bobby? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Man, respect DC.
Oh,
Israel. Come
on. You not understand how important that is?
My bad.
Tonight at 8:37, Game 5, Nats and Dodgers.
Oh, man, if I'm the Nats, I'm feeling really good about having Strasburg out there against a pretty tight Dodgers team. But Ryan Zimmerman, who's been a National since birth, probably his last year with the Nats, had shoulder injuries all year long, had this great moment here in Game 4.
Arguably his best moment ever with the Nationals.
Which is saying a lot, because I believe, like I said, he's been there since I was in high school.
Well, Scherzer on the mound just kind of put the game out of reach. They're going to need a big hit like that tonight, maybe from Juan Soto. Walker Buehler, by the way, going tonight for the Dodgers. Like you said, Strasburg. Of course, I'm excited about this. And if you're the Dodgers, think about the pressure that's on them. They've won more games than any Dodger team in history. You've made it to back-to-back World Series. There's only one thing you can do this year. Win or bust, and this could be a big bust.
Respect the question, Frank. How about you, Poppy? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Are you kidding me? You know who's going to start for the Dodgers tonight? Walker Buehler. And you know who's going to be in the bullpen, ready to go?
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw.
Is that just his name now? It just comes with a choking after the end?
Kershaw. You know, he's watching it in the clubhouse right now. He's probably very upset.
Sometimes he goes,
oh, he's back.
No,
help me.
You're talking.
Tonight at 7:30, Devils and Flyers.
No thank you. But for entertainment purposes, here's Blake Coleman showing off.
The hall at 12:34. Bouncing puck. Here's Coleman.
That's pretty good. One-handed wrist shot as you're falling down.
That's pretty dirty. Oh, you don't really get much prettier than that, do you?
That is impressive. Look at that.
Oh! That is very, very well done. How about you, Frank? Are you intrigued?
You know that now in Philadelphia, they're going to have something called the Rage Room, where if you get upset during a Flyer game, you can go into a room and start breaking stuff with a stick. Sounds cool, but also costs you
$35. I'd love
so to the Flyers right doing now. Bad will make them money. $35 to beat up a TV.
How about you, Bobby? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. This game is going to be played in Philadelphia, which means only one thing. Ready. There we go. All right. That's my guy.
Better than the Philly Fanatic.
Tonight on ESPN, Pelicans and Bulls.
I mean, if you didn't know this already, Zion Williamson is must-watch television, whether he was in college or whether it's the preseason. Here are some highlights from his first game.
Again, he knows his lane.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's going to be explosiveness.
I mean, that is not a small man going up to block him.
Played 9 minutes in the summer league.
That's what he can do.
20-plus in his first preseason game. He's looked a little bit better in October than he did in July.
I'm telling you, if that team stays healthy, they're making the playoffs. Frank, are you intrigued?
Absolutely. And what I love about New Orleans, 10,000 people showed up at their open practice, their first preseason game in Atlanta. They got a big crowd. They'll get a big crowd in Chicago tonight. Zion is making the league a lot of money.
How about you, Poppy? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. You know, everybody's going to be watching Zion, you know, but I'm going to be watching Lonzo Ball.
One of the Ball brothers.
Lonzo Ball. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. You're welcome.
I will.
The tip man and the tablecloth.
Oh.